Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy?
Yes.
We have Harry and hopefully Gus joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
I know those guys.
Hello, everybody.
There is good time, Gus. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, friends. Nice to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you, too. So, I saw this. I can't remember where I read it. Maybe it was in the Boston Globe. And I saw your name pop up. And I was like,
yeah.
Hey, there's Harry the Puppeteer, our good friend. And you're doing an event that's coming up, I believe. Is it this weekend?
It is. It's this Saturday in Boston Common at on the corner up by Emerson College there. It's called Uncommon Stage, and it's a project between Emerson College and Puppet Showplace in Brookline, and they're producing puppet pieces in the park. So I'm performing at 12 o'clock on Saturday with Good News Gus, and we're going to bring a bunch of different friends with us, and it's going to be a good time.
I saw Good News Gus perform last year live at the Sheep Shearing Festival in Waltham. And let me tell you, Harry's a Renaissance man. He sings, he plays ukulele, he puppeteers, he's a ventriloquist. What can't this man do? The show is electric, and I'm not a child.
I got a wonderful email after a birthday party last week, and this mom was like, thank you so much. We had a great time as parents. And I was like, oh, my goal is to make sure that everybody has a good time. So I throw in some jokes for the adults, and they hopefully go over the kids' heads, and we have a good time. So, this Saturday at 12 o'clock on the Uncommon Stage, we're going to present the Good News Gus Show, and we're going to talk to the kids in the audience and try to promote some positivity and try to share good news. Because I almost called last week, Kennedy, when you had that thing about, I need some good news. And yeah. I'm like, I can do that with you.
Well, you do, whether you know it or not.
I appreciate it.
What made you decide puppets? Puppets are for me.
So I was always a performer in Boston, and then I had the opportunity to move to New York City and be a behind the scenes on a kid's TV show called Sesame Street. And so I was.
Sesame
I went to
a little underground
bell.
Show.
Yes.
PBS is punk rock.
Is
let's go.
Local television.
I
there,
can
right?
show you. I can show you how to get to Sesame Street. But I moved to New York.
He's like, I've been there
to be a kid wrangler and move the kids around on set and make sure they were safe. And my supervisor, she's wonderful. Her name was Carrie. And they would say, Carrie and Harry, bring the kids to the set. And we were like, they said our names. And we would bring the kids to set, and I'd see these amazing characters come to life by these amazing performers. And I was like, oh, yeah, puppets. I want to try that again. And so I started taking classes, and I met my wife, and she sent me to puppet school because she's like, you keep talking about this. And so she sent me to puppet school, and I started building puppets. And then we were like, let's start a family. Well, let's get out of New York before we have a family. And we moved back home to Massachusetts, and we built a bunch of puppets, and then we made children. And here we are telling stories. And it's just I just love the way the characters come to life and how anybody can do it. And so I've been teaching puppetry classes, and Puppet Showplace teaches puppetry classes, and it's just a wonderful way to express yourself and tell stories from different vantage points. And there's an adult puppet slam coming up in October I'm hoping to be part of. They had one a couple weeks ago, and I got to present my version of Romeo and Juliet with apples and oranges.
Wow, and, man. You are a ray of sunshine.
How cool is that? That's a puppeteer, really cool. You can, animate literally fruit and vegetables, and people were, heartbroken at the end, because I don't know if you know this, they doesn't work out so well.
Spoiler alert! Gus, Harry, you're one and the same to me. You're
sorry,
symbiotic.
Dan, I thought you were talking to me.
Harry, do your kids ever get tired? Are you doing the puppet voices, or do they still love it? Or stop doing that silly voice, Dad.
I think they love it. This weekend, I was like, you guys want to come to my show? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, good. Because so many times after, for the summer, we were really busy, very, very lucky to be booked a lot. And I was like, hey, I have this thing over here. And they were like, nah. And I was like, okay, they've seen it a million times. I get it. You don't want to. But I think this morning I woke up Angus with, I have a character named Ketchup. And I was like, hey, Angus, get out of bed.
Amazing.
He was like, okay, amazing. All right.
Absolutely amazing.
You as a dad would never be a dull moment. I bet your house is very fun.
I swear to God, if your family was a reality show, I'd watch it.
Right?
Okay, so let's tease this event again. So a puppet showcase presents the Good News Gus show by our good friend Harry, Uncommon Corner. This is Boylston Street and Tremont Street. It's happening on Saturday. This is free, by the way.
Yeah, it's a big stage that Emerson builds every year. It's really cool.
Right.
It's wonderful. It's a great, and then at the end there's like a taco truck and a Harpoon Brewery bar right there. So we're gonna sit back and watch, and then the rest of the day it's all musicians on the Common, and it's we're gonna sit and have a drink and watch them, and maybe we'll hit the Red Sox game. Who knows?
And what time do you start again?
Noon.
I'm gonna be on at noon.
Okay. And if they want to find you on social media, what's your Instagram?
Check us out. Yeah, we have Good News Gus. And so Good News Gus is the yellow fuzzy guy. And he has his own Facebook page and Instagram and goodnewsgus.com and all the things. And I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for being so supportive and all the wonderful, positive things you guys do. I love you, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. We love you. I mean, you're already a member of our Good Vibe tribe.
Yep.
But,
I'm checking the mailbox, waiting for my hat to arrive. It says official member of the Good Vibe Tribe.
All right.
Well, we already sent it to Gus. Gus has his. Sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Hey, you can't have my hat. It won't fit you, big guy.
Well, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Please tell Gus we say break a leg this weekend.
Will do.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.